Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Praise God. I was born in January, not June. So January is true about something around here. Hallelujah. Okay, are you ready? Now, in this series of the biblical men of faith, this week it's Joshua. And as you heard, the children are thinking about Joshua and the walls of Jericho coming down. I suppose that's what we associate with Joshua more than anything. But actually, Joshua is one of the greatest men of faith in the whole scripture. Probably to him, apart from Jesus, the greatest miracle that ever happened through the ministry of Joshua. And this is what the scripture says about him. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. What a testimony to have in scripture about yourself. Never been a time when God has listened to anybody, either before or since, than when he listened to Joshua. And we'll see what all that was about in due course. The great thing about Joshua is that all the principles of faith that Jesus and the New Testament teachers were bringing to the church, all those principles were operating thousands of years before in the life of Joshua. We'll see that the principles by which he lived are the very principles of faith that Jesus was to teach. And if we put those principles into operation in our life, then we are going to see the same kind of results as Joshua saw. Don't get too excited because it's Sunday. Isn't that good news? Okay, so we need to, first of all, go back and see the circumstances in which Joshua developed spiritually. He was really an aide, a young man who was being, we would say, discipled by Moses. When Moses went up the mountain and the cloud of glory came upon the mountain and Moses met with God, and God gave him all the commands and so on that were to really formulate the life of Israel, he took Joshua with him. Now, we've got no idea from Scripture really what Joshua did, but he was there. He was the only one who went with Moses at that time. Later, when the children of Israel had been delivered out of Egypt and they were moving around and the tent of meeting had been established, that was the place where Moses went to meet with the Lord, to get instructions from God as to what the people were to do next. He had Joshua with him. And although Moses would come and go from the tent of meeting, it says that Joshua stayed there. Now, what this teaches us is that Joshua could only be the man of faith that he became because he was a man of prayer and he loved the presence of the Lord. You know, every one of us, if we're going to be the people of faith that God wants us to be, we need our tent of meeting. Jesus speaks of this. He calls it the secret place. And we are to draw aside to the secret place. It's so good to have a particular place where every day that's your tent of meeting, where you draw aside, you're with the Lord, you love His presence, you listen to what He's saying, and then, of course, you come from that place to put into practice what He's telling you to do. And Jesus promises that whatever happens to you there in the place, the secret place, your tent of meeting with God, God will reward you openly. So people of faith are people of prayer. They're people that meet with the Lord. Joshua later on was to have a real encounter with the captain of the Lord of hosts, the captain of the Lord's armies, probably a visitation of Jesus Himself in some form. He was a greatly privileged man, but you see, it all came out of the call of God in his life and his response to that call to be the man of prayer, the man who loved the presence of God. Now, we're having to skip over an awful lot in just a few minutes. But there came the time, of course, when Moses was not allowed to go into to lead the people into the promised land itself, and that responsibility was given to Moses, to Joshua. And it's as if all these things that have been going on in Joshua's life were preparing him for this time when he would really be able to fulfill the call that God had upon him to lead his people into the promised land. And when Moses died, God spoke to Joshua and said this, and you find all this in Joshua chapter 1. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now that was an important thing for Joshua to hear, because up until that moment, he'd really been Moses' assistant. He'd been under Moses' authority. He'd been obedient and fulfilled that call that God had upon him to really support Moses. But now Moses was dead. And God was saying to him, that phase has ended. Now, Joshua, you're the man. You're the one. You've got to step into Moses' shoes, but on your own right, because of your relationship with me. So God said to him, I will give you every place where you set your foot. Now, I've heard Christians often quote that. You may have quoted it yourself. That's the kind of thing we want to believe, don't we? Everywhere we set our foot, God will give it to us for the sake of the kingdom. But you see, that was a promise given within the context of a man of prayer, loved the presence of God, was obedient to the word of God. Because God impressed upon him, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. It's another great promise to have, isn't it? God wants that to be true of you. Then he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's another good promise that Christians lay hold of. But then he said this, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. We often pray for that boldness, don't we? That boldness of faith. Then the Lord says to him, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. What was going to be important is that Joshua always obeyed what the Lord said. If he obeyed the revelation that God gave him, he would be successful in fulfilling the purpose of God. And his success, of course, would not be only for himself, but for the whole nation. And the same is true for you, that if you're going to be a man or woman of faith, it's important for you to hear the revelation that God gives you in that secret place, to obey what he tells you to do, and you will prosper. And God will give you the land wherever you tread. And no one will be able to stand against you when you are fulfilling that which God has told you to do. Because when you obey him, he stands with you. And he ensures that that which he has laid upon your heart is really going to be fulfilled for his glory. So he says, do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. See, obedience leads to prosperity and success. Disobedience puts you right out of court with the Lord until you get restored to him. So, of course, now Moses has to listen. God gives him the strategy first for crossing the Jordan that was in flood at the time. You remember how the priests had to carry the Ark of the Covenant, and when they stood in the waters piled up and the people crossed over. Then as soon as they came up out of the water, the priests came up out of the water with the Ark, the waters flowed together again. Miraculous. But God was simply showing Joshua what to do. When they obeyed the word of the Lord, then he moved mightily. The same was true about Jericho. Most unusual strategy, walk around the city for 6 days silently, then on the seventh day, seven times, and then blow the trumpets and raise a mighty shout. And because they obeyed the Lord, the walls came down. But you see, Joshua had to get the strategy. And Joshua had to have the kind of reputation in the eyes of the people where they would obey him. And God said that he would give Joshua that kind of response from the people. And that was quite something, because the people were forever disobeying the Lord. But he would give him that credibility so that they would do what he said. And when they obeyed, then the walls came tumbling down. Whatever that means. But it means they took Jericho. Praise God. They made some mistakes, you know, when they didn't fully fulfill what God was saying, and God redeemed that situation. And then later on, there came this event that I referred to at the beginning. Let me put it in context. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a man. God suspended for a whole day the whole laws of the universe in response to the prayer of Joshua. Now, I said that Joshua was putting into practice the principles of faith that Jesus taught. The interesting thing, you see, in those verses I've just read from Joshua 10, it says, "And Joshua spoke to the Lord." But he didn't. He spoke to the sun. And he spoke to the moon. But it says, Joshua said to the Lord. Now, isn't this exactly what Jesus teaches? When he teaches the prayer of faith to the disciples in Mark 11, he says, "Speak to the mountain. Command it to be moved." To Jesus, that's prayer. To God, what Joshua was doing when he spoke to the sun and he spoke to the moon, he was praying. Because no man can stop the sun. No man can move the mountains that can only be moved miraculously by the Lord. But you see, to Jesus, faith addresses the situation. And he regards that as prayer. God regards that as prayer. He is hearing what Joshua says to the sun and the moon. And when you address the mountains, he's hearing what you are saying. But Jesus says, when you speak to the mountain, you must believe in your heart that what you are saying will come into being. Now, let's go back to Joshua. See, the whole basis upon which Joshua was working all the way through this time of leading the people was to listen and obey what God said to him. When he listened and obeyed the word of the Lord, he prospered and was successful, and the whole nation prospered and was successful. Everything was dependent upon hearing and obeying the word of the Lord. Are we there? This is faith. So Jesus says, have faith in God. You can't have faith in God unless you have faith in what he says. Because you can't separate God from his word. Just like you can't separate your words from you, the one who spoke those words. So have faith in God. And speak to those mountains. And Jesus says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it. And it will be yours. You see, Joshua, I missed out an important part, didn't I? Because he was one of the two of the spies that were sent in to spy out the land who believed what God said. You remember 10 of them, they believed the problems. They saw the giants in the land. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be impossible. But not to Joshua and to Caleb. They, well, listen to what they said to the people. The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. You see, Caleb and Joshua believed what God had said. I'm giving you the land. The others who were sent in to spy out the land, they believed the circumstances. They believed the problem. They didn't believe what God said. So because of their disobedience, they weren't able to enter in, and the nation couldn't enter into the land for 40 years. because they refused to believe what God had said. So faith is essentially believing what God has said, what He said in His Word, what He tells us He has done, what He says He has accomplished. So how is this, these principles, how are these principles to operate in our lives? Well, let's take, for example, the matter of healing, because healing is always a good example to use, because you can see actually discernible, visible effects. It's possible, you see, for Christians to ask God to do what He's already done. Now, not even God can do what He's already done. If He's already done something, it's for us to believe what He says He has done. So faith doesn't ask Him to do what He's done. It believes that He has done what He said He has done. Now, one of the scriptures that people quote often when they're fighting some area of sickness is, "By His stripes we are healed." That we know, as is revealed in Isaiah 53, that Jesus took not only our sin, but He took our sicknesses, our infirmities, that He bore the punishment that we deserve, and by His stripes we are healed. So, do you believe that? Because it's not a question of saying, well, do you believe that's true? Do you believe that it's there in the Word of God and therefore it must be true? But do you believe you are healed? Now, you see, Joshua, he believed God in the face of all the adverse circumstances. Both when he spied out the land and in everything that happened subsequently. He believed that if they put into operation what God was telling them, then the walls of Jericho would come down. He believed that if he did what God said, then they would be able to cross the Jordan. He simply believed the word of God because he knew God, that he was not a man that he would lie, that God was always faithful to whatever he said. He did not deceive. So he knew he was on a sure thing every time he believed what God had said. So why ask God to heal you if He's already healed you? Perhaps so many prayers that are asking God to heal are actually prayers of unbelief rather than of faith, because they suggest that you're not already healed. Are you with me? You see, what Jesus is saying is, well, because of what I've already done, speak to the mountain and command it to move. So let's take just a hypothetical situation where there's somebody who is sick and who needs to be healed. Now, has their healing already been accomplished by Jesus on the cross? Yes. So how is this person going to pray? Well, if he believes that, he has the authority to address that sickness and command it to leave his life. What he is believing is, I have been healed. Jesus has already healed me by what he has done on the cross. That gives me the authority to command this mountain of sickness to leave my life. Now, in the face of all the adverse circumstances, of your feelings, of symptoms, of diagnosis, of what others say, your faith says, I have been healed. Every time you feel lousy, your testimony is not, I feel lousy. Your testimony is, I have been healed. Every time you're aware of symptoms, it's not the symptoms that you want to talk about, but your healing. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, it's not a question just of having sort of faith formulae. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed. I mean, that doesn't work. Why? Because it doesn't come from the heart. It's somebody trying to believe something instead of really believing it. That if you really believe it, you believe that you are healed. You're not saying it, trying to believe it, but you believe it, therefore you say it. Jesus says, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. I believe I'm healed, because that's what God says. And God is greater than the circumstances. God is greater than my feelings. God is greater than the symptoms. Now, we're not living in unreality and saying, I'm not sick, or I haven't been sick, or the diagnosis isn't right, or I don't have this pain, or anything like that. That's unreality. That's foolishness. But what we're doing is we're speaking the truth of what God has done in the face of all the adverse circumstances, in the face of all the symptoms, in the face of how I feel. So it's not a question of saying, oh Lord, please heal me. Oh Lord, please heal me. Oh Lord, please heal me. But really of doing what the scripture says, of praying at all times with thanksgiving. Why? Because you're saying, Lord, I thank you that you have healed me. I thank you that I am healed. I thank you that you have accomplished it. This is called faith. Unfortunately, it's not taught in every church, but this is called faith. This is the kind of faith Jesus spoke of. This is the kind of faith Joshua lived. This is the kind of faith people like Moses and Abraham before him had to live. Where you believe what God says. You don't believe a situation. You don't believe the circumstances. You don't believe your feelings. You don't believe what others say because God's word is much greater than what anybody else can say. Sometimes when you express faith like this, you see an instantaneous miracle. Other times you have to keep confessing your faith in the face of all the adverse circumstances over a period of time. But the testing of your faith proves that it's genuine. That you're not going to give in to the problem. You're not going to give in to your feelings. You're not giving in to the situation. You're believing what God has said. And you see, as we've seen in these scriptures about Joseph, that when you believe what God has said, when you obey his word, and of course, that's not just obeying what he says about that situation, but living in obedience to his word. But when you obey his word, you will prosper and be successful. And part of that prosperity, if we're talking about sickness, is to overcome the sickness. We as a people of faith are overcomers. We know in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation, when the Spirit is speaking to each of the churches in Asia Minor, he ends every one of those letters, the Spirit ends every one of those letters, to he who overcomes will inherit the crown of life can eat of the tree of life and the paradise of God and all the other wonderful things that are said in those scriptures. But you see, the point is that God always, always, always leads us in triumphant procession in Christ Jesus. We're a triumphant people. We're an overcoming people because we're a people of faith. Faith cannot fail. Jesus said, it will be done to you according to your faith. Same principles as operate because God is the same God in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So he taught Joshua the principles of faith. Jesus taught his disciples the principles of faith. He teaches us the principles of faith. They have never changed and will never change. God will always operate according to these principles. So sometimes we moan and groan and complain about this and that and the other. as if the need hasn't been met. And of course, what Jesus did on the cross was more than just healing. He took every negative upon himself to deal with every negative situation. See, how can we talk about need in our lives if we believe that God has blessed us already with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places? That he meets every need of ours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. If we speak of need, we don't believe what the Word of God says. Even when we're in need, we speak provision. And we thank God for provision because that's the truth. We have in Christ everything that we need. It's called faith. It's not very popular in many churches because it's much easier to believe the circumstances and feel sorry for yourself than to believe the truth and see the victory. Hello? And nobody can say it doesn't work. The principles of God always work. But they always work within the context in which God gives us those principles. So it's not just a question of, well, I'm going to take this principle of speaking to the mountains, believing that I'm healed. Yeah, fine, do that. But within the context of being a man or woman of prayer, loves the presence of God, meets with God, listens to God, so that you're sensitive to the voice of His Spirit, obedient to the leading of His Spirit, that you're living to obey the Word of God. Because if you love Him, you obey His commands. You see, within that context, God calls you to be the people with overcoming faith. So what's God's purpose for this church? That this church is full of hundreds of Joshuas. Every member a Joshua. That's his purpose. And to Joshua was given this most amazing miracle. Even the sun stops for a whole day. Well, you don't need God to do that kind of stuff in your life. But you do need to be an overcomer. And God ensures that in your life you have things to overcome. Because you can only be an overcomer if you have things to overcome. And that's the testing of your faith that proves that you genuinely trust Jesus. And just remember what Jesus said at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. That the one whose house will stand when the storms come is the one who hears the word and does it. Whereas the one on sand hears the word but doesn't do it. And when Jesus is explaining to the disciples the parable of the sower, he says that those that bear a hundredfold fruit, the most fruitful, are those who hold fast to the word of God with an honest and good heart. So you have the right heart, an honest and good heart. Hold fast to the word. Doesn't matter what the circumstances say. Doesn't matter what your feelings say. Doesn't even matter what your natural thoughts say. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. All that matters is what God has said. You're not looking for some glorious new revelation. Just believe what He has said. Because the Word of God endures forever. And the Spirit will take that Word. He will declare it to you. If He wants to give you any further words of prophecy that will bring further revelation of the truth of that word, He would do that. But you can be absolutely sure that God will never act against His Word. The Spirit will never lead you to do anything against the Word. That as Jesus said, He is the Spirit of truth who takes the things of Jesus and declares them to us. So, Joshua has a whole book in the Bible because he was an obedient man of faith who loved the Lord, who knew what it was to have to fight and overcome, one who held fast to what God had said in the face sometimes of seemingly impossible odds. But we have him as an example because God's word to him was fulfilled and he was prosperous and successful. Why? He believed the word of the Lord. Let's all stand, shall we? Hallelujah. You're getting too excited by the sound of it. Come on, just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for His word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, says Jesus. These are the words of eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus for the cross. That when he went to the cross, every negative was dealt with. All your sin, all your guilt, all your fears, all your sicknesses, all your infirmities, every power of the evil one, everything was overcome on the cross. Thank you that you believe the word of God, that he bore your transgressions, your infirmities, your sicknesses. Hallelujah. That by his stripes you are healed. Come on, thank him for that. Thank him for that. Now you might think you are sick and God says you're healed. Somebody has to be wrong. And as God is never wrong, that doesn't leave too many alternatives. Either you're healed or you're sick. Which are you? You see, this is what faith is all about. Faith is simply a matter of choice. You choose what you will believe. You either choose to believe what God says or you choose to believe how you feel. You choose to believe what God says or you choose to believe what somebody else says. You don't, if you've had sickness diagnosed, it doesn't you say, well, I don't believe that. No, you're not denying something. It's just that you're believing something that is greater than the sickness. Yes. You're believing the answer to it. So can you thank God now that you are healed? I mean, is this revelation in your heart or are you just saying it? Are you saying, Lord, just forgive me? Forgive me for so often asking you to do what you've already done. And I realized this morning that I only do that because I haven't really believed what you've done. I've known it's right, I know it's true, but I haven't really put my faith in it. I haven't put my faith in your word. I haven't put my faith and really believed that I am healed as you say I am healed. So forgive me, Lord, for my unbelief. Forgive me for my doubts. Forgive me when I've chosen to believe my thoughts rather than your word, my feelings rather than what you've said. Forgive me for believing the circumstances instead of overcoming the circumstances. And Lord, I ask you to draw a line under my past life today. I want a new walk of faith with you from this moment on. I want a new chapter to open in my relationship with you, Lord. whereby I believe what you say, not the way I feel, not the circumstances, not what anybody else says. I believe what you say, Lord. Not just about sickness, but about everything. I believe your word. Your word is spirit. Your word is life. It's healing to a man's whole body, your word says. I believe what you say, Lord. You are the word of God. Jesus, you are the word that was made flesh and came to live amongst us. And I believe you. I trust in what you have said. I trust in what you have done. Anybody else agreeing with me here? Now, Lord, because of what you have done, I know I can speak to mountains, I can speak to sicknesses, I can command them to get out of my life. Because I am a healed person, I'm not a sick person. In your eyes, I'm a healed person. You've already done it. Sickness cannot remain in my life. This need cannot remain in my life. This poverty spirit cannot remain in my life. This speaking need over my life cannot continue in my life. Now I believe what you say. And my God shall supply every need of mine according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That my God has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I believe what your word declares, Lord. I thank you that I am wealthy beyond measure because you have met every need of mine. Praise your holy name. So I speak to the sickness. I speak to this need. I speak to whatever it is now. Come on, you've got to do it. If you believe this in your heart, you speak to that thing. Tell it to move. Get out of your life. Just get out of my life. Don't say, I talk to this mountain in the name of Jesus. That's a formula. Come on. Get your heart motivated now. Sickness, get out of my life in the name of Jesus. I'm a healed person. Jesus took me to the cross. Jesus took my sickness to the cross. Jesus has healed me. I speak his healing over my life. I'm not going to speak of need. I'm going to speak of healing. I'm not going to speak of failure. I'm going to speak of success. I'm not going to speak of need. I'm going to speak of the prosperity that I have in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a good outcome, Lord. Whether it takes a day, whether it takes a week, whether it takes a month, I thank you for a good outcome. I thank you, Lord, that you are the author and perfecter of my faith. I thank you that you will enable me to keep speaking faith over my situation till I see the circumstances completely changed. I thank you, Lord, there can only be one outcome, and that's a good outcome that gives you glory, that gives you praise, that gives you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good? Just thank him. Just keep thanking him. Pray at all times with thanksgiving. If you can't pray with thanksgiving, you sure haven't prayed with faith. You know, Jesus cried out on the cross, it is done. It is accomplished. It is finished. Hallelujah. Everything for your salvation, everything for your healing, everything for your deliverance, everything for your freedom, everything for your provision, everything for your prosperity is done. We're not talking about worldly prosperity. We're talking about prospering in the things of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that Joshua was such a man of faith, that you could not only use him, but you could bless the whole nation through him. And Lord, thank you that you call us to be leaven in this nation. Here in this town, in this 25-mile radius, even in the nation, to be a people of faith that can spread faith through this land. And we praise you, Lord. We bless you. It shall be as you have said, that you watch over your word to perform it. So, Lord, we thank you that from this day we're going to keep walking in that word, keep speaking that word, keep confessing that word over all the circumstances of our lives. You're so quiet. You know, they were so noisy at the first service. Everybody was so excited about the victories they were getting in their lives. I don't know why you're so quiet. Come on, why don't you thank the Lord that you have that victory? He's given you that victory. It's his gift to you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, you can make more noise than that. You can be more thankful than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I bless you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that things are not going to be as they have been. But thank you now we're going to live as overcomers. We're going to live as those who are led in your triumphant procession, because that's what your word says. You always lead your children in your triumphant procession. And thank you, Lord, we're in your procession. We're not in the devil's procession. We're not in the world's procession. We're not even in our own procession. We're in your procession. And you are leading us in triumph, in victory, to overcome. And we bless you, Lord, for that overcoming faith. Come on, just lift your hands and say, I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer. I have overcoming faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Just turn to at least three people and say that. I have overcoming faith in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.